Channel 1 right. Beginning a visit with Cookie this Sunday afternoon, the 4th of April, 71.
Myself, Molly was in no fit condition to go back up there. She hadn't been hauled, she hadn't been ridden out. And
you had a lame foot.
Yeah, he would have busted her the first day.
Boy, he would have had to put time in on that horse, get her in shape, wouldn't he?
It took him 30 days to put her in shape, put her in, that is, out there like the way he talked, like he was going to do it.
What do you talk like he was going to do?
You're going to put her right out there in a horse show and chase the barrels and bend foals and all that kind of junk. He said that she could do it. Well, I know, and you know, to get on a horse and chase them barrels, and they're not used to it, with all they can do one at a time, will just about wind them up. It will bust them.
Fill
it
half full. Yes.
They're just like those horses of mine out there. I could take one of them and bust them in 2 hours. And be, and not realize it.
That's right, they wouldn't hold up.
No. They've had no rain. They've had no exercise. I mean, they haven't been worked.
Yeah.
They're soft. And incidentally, I haven't saw two horses do as well as those two horses have done.
They held up pretty good, haven't
they? They have held up real good. They really have.
I tell you, I think that change in the pasture helped them.
Yeah.
See, they spend half a day over there in that rye and stop over there in the cotton, that middle pasture.
I guess. Because I just can't afford to buy these for them. I just can't.
It adds up, don't it? $5 a bag, and the bag don't last long.
No, sir. Well, I said, I've been feeding these horses a little grain about 3 or 4 times a week. I run by here one day.
Just to set it down there.
Right. I see.
That's the usual morning. You had that so rightly, eh? Okay. Just put something over there. Where is it? You had all these things yet?
The plate, my kid.
You don't need a plate. Just use these things.
Where did you stop?
Frankie, he was down Monday evening. Wednesday night, about 9:30, I run by and throw him out a handful of feed.
Yeah.
Frank was by Friday night. And, you know, I just about throwed out a 100-pound feed since we was down here that Sunday. 2 or 3 times a week. Getting green grass a little bit, and then up the house they ain't got nothing.
The rye gone?
It's gone.
Been gone. Old Faye.
Yeah.
You. You're presiding over that, but you're not presiding.
I can't leave this.
Yeah. You just throw it away.
And I'm just gonna get rid of them horses up there. I hate to sell a little man.
He's a member of the family.
I hate to sell him on Laura's account.
Yeah, you might hear from that.
Well, I will. There's no doubt about it. There's no mounting to it. I will.
Just getting a little coffee going, wasn't it? I just sit back and relax now for a while.
I know what's wrong with me. They give me a smallpox shot to be at the old university.
Oh, golly, pussy.
That's the reason I've been aching all over.
Well, sure.
It's the effects of that smallpox shot.
Don't
talk
to me about
smallpox.
My Lord,
couldn't
you hear me thought you had the flu?
That's all I could figure. Everybody
else has had
it. Yeah.
Why couldn't?
When
did they get smallpox?
See, I hadn't had one since 52.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to have a booster.
Yes.
Looks like a tuck.
Yeah, they gave me tetanus, and then they gave me another shot. I don't know what it was for, and a smallpox shot. They gave me 3 shots.
Well, now you won't have to worry anymore about your shots. They'll do all your thinking for you.
That's right.
Like the Army. Except you don't have to wear a uniform.
Well, I haven't done nothing. I've been over 2 days, and I haven't done a thing. Not nothing.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of them.
Is that right?
That's right. If they sit down, I sit down. They get up and stand around, I get up and stand around.
Yeah. Well, you're working with some more.
Yeah. I'm putting in my time with some more.
Well, you can kind of rest up over there.
I'd rather be doing something. I would. I'd rather be out there driving trucks or just doing anything. The time would pass quicker. And I'm going to tell him Monday morning. I want something to do. I can't bear this thing standing around for 8 hours. It gets tough. I'll tell him. Because I can't be like that. I just can't do it. I ain't used to it.
Take you a while to get used to it, won't you? What are you supposed to be doing?
Well, see, I'm in the grounds department.
Oh.
And
you're not in transportation?
No, they wanted me to go to the grounds department because they needed a man over there that could do electrical work on their trucks.
Yeah.
Because they tear off so many lights and so forth. And just minor details on their trucks. There's so many, they have so much of it that they can't get them in the main garage.
Yeah.
And get them out and get anything done. Well, they don't get nothing done anyway. They might as well just leave me in the job. And Friday at 10 o'clock, I went out to the dump and picked up a truck. I drove one out and it changed with the driver and drove that one back in and tightened up the oil filter on it. It was leaking. And at 1 o'clock then, I drove it back out and changed with the driver again and drove it back in, and that's all I've done that live long day. That is all I done. Made 2 trips of dumping back.
Well, you found out where the dump is.
I found where the dump is, and I found out where the peat bog was, he asked me if I could run a crane, I said, has it got a steering wheel on it, they said, no, it's got handles, I said, yeah, I can run one, if it's got a gas engine in it, I can run it. I don't know what they'll put me doing Monday. They may put me on that crane Monday morning. I don't know. But if they do, I can run it. Just got a starter button and an ignition key, I can drive it.
You can find the button, can't you?
Yes, sir. But it wore the same outfit 2 days. And I'm dirtier right now than I was when I got home Friday night.
Well, but you haven't had it. You still didn't get home.
No. I had to go to the station. I had to relieve Frank till he could go to work. Well, now Monday, I got to put a man in there. I got to go hunt a man up tonight. I've got two in mind. I'll get one of them. To run that place till I get the... till we find somebody to take it. Clyde backed out. He won't take it. So I'm still stuck.
Clyde backed going to take it from you, take it off your hands.
Right. But his girlfriend, she found out that he was going to take it from me, see. Okay. She goes and turns in her resignation. He was going to quit her job, come over at the station, and sit around and watch Clyde and stay in his ways where he couldn't do nothing. And I can see his point for not taking it. I wouldn't have took it either on them grounds, under no consideration. So when Clyde come to me and explained it to me, I said, Clyde, that's perfectly all right. I can see where you're going downhill whenever you let that happen. Okay, he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I ain't pulled nothing off my trailer yet. He said, I'm going to hook to my trailer tonight. That was Friday. I'm going to hook to my trailer tonight, and in the morning I'm going to Fanny Springs and set it up. And I'm not coming back. I said, okay. So I got on the telephone, and I called Mr. Smith. So he came up. I laid it on the table to him. I said, now here's the way it is. Well, I don't blame Clyde. I don't blame you. And I told him, I said, well, now I'll keep it open. I'll put a man in here. I said, I ain't gonna make no money. But I ain't gonna lose none. Because I'm going to give him every nickel he makes on gasoline to run the station. But the oil, I get it. That'll be enough just about paying a light bill. Until we can find a man that'll take it over and take it off of my hands. He said, that's all right.
Think you can get somebody to hold it down for a while?
Yeah, I've got two men wanting it right now.
Oh, they want it?
They want it right now. I'm going to check them out tonight.
Well, why don't they just keep it? I haven't got the money.
They don't have the money to pay me what I want out of it. They don't have the money to buy my stock.
Oh.
It'll take about $400 to get in there.
Oh, that much?
Yeah.
You got all that stuff? And you couldn't use it yourself?
I'm going to keep the oil. Transmission fluid.
Yeah.
Grease. 98 gear lube. I'm going to keep that. I've got a 4 or 5 gallon bucket of it, almost.
Yeah.
And I've got about a half a pail of chassis grease. I'm going to keep that. But we can use that out here.
And let him, then he'll have to buy his own grease.
That's right.
Can he do it?
Yeah, he'll have to. I'll give him a grease gun for it. Go on. A grease gun will make him $15 if he'll wash himself, right?
Oh, really?
You can grease 10 cars with one grease gun full if you wash yourself.
Yeah.
I've used a half a pail since I've been there. A half of a 5 gallon pail. And you filled your gun up out of the time, well, once, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank filled them up.
Yeah. All right, see, I've got oil filters. Air cleaner elements, and that STP and all that kind of junk.
Oh, yeah. And you don't need all that.
No, I don't want no STP. I wouldn't put that on a wheelbar. Now, that top oil that STP puts out is good stuff.
Yeah.
But now, you put that in the gasoline. But that STP oil treatment, Then I've got quite a few things that he'll have to have to go with the station, operate. Such as a grease gun, he'll have to have a grease gun. He'll have to have a universal joint packer. I've got that.
And you don't need it?
I don't need it, no.
$400,
he could just
walk in and take it over.
Yeah.
But he couldn't take it over without some of that equipment.
That's right. I'm going to try to get him to promise to buy it when he gets enough money ahead. Watch yourself and get that money.
Get that money.
I'm going to make a noise.
Well, make all the noise you want, right? If he wants to be in there and willing to put work out, he can do something, can't he?
Yeah.
And the worst part of it was those bad checks.
But that's his. That's his baby from now on.
But he'll have to deal with bad checks too.
Yes, sir.
He can't get cash.
Not all the time. No, sir. He cannot. Helen just jumped all over me. Why do you take them checks?
Yeah.
Well, you can't go out and ask a man when he says fill it up. You can't ask him if he's going to pay cash or check. Now, that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Or just couldn't do it.
Too much red tape. That's right.
What's
Clyde's girlfriend
want to come down there for?
She's jealous of Clyde.
Well, he don't do anything down there but just grease cars.
That's right.
He don't have any parties there.
No.
It is safe down there.
But I think it'll blow over. You see, if I can get them, by putting that fella in there to run it, on what he makes off of gasoline alone, that will get me off the hook.
Yeah.
Completely off the hook.
Yeah.
Temporarily. Then, when he gets enough money, if he wants it, he can go ahead and pay me. And operate that way. Just take my lease over.
Looks like that'd be the easiest thing, anyhow.
That's right.
What's his objection to doing that?
Well, he just doesn't have the money. I mean, to go ahead and do it right now, but he will, I think, later on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Clyde.
Clyde?
Yes.
No, Clyde, he just don't want nobody standing over him like she's going to do if he takes that station over.
And he don't want the station.
No.
He just wants the use of it.
Well, now, he would take it if he went ahead and took it, if she hadn't went out there and gonna quit, see.
Oh, yeah.
And come back there to watch it.
Yeah.
She jealous of it. Oh, my goodness. He can look at another woman cross-eyed and she just, she is hot. And oh, man, that she is hot.
And he is coming.
Yes, my brother. Now, it don't make any difference who it's in front of, either.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. She'll tell him in a minute.
Yeah. Well, he has to be particular.
That's right. When he's around her. Yeah. That's why he's going to go down to Fanny Springs and just forget about it.
So she'll hold the bag after all.
She'll be holding the bag after all. You see, if he would quit, if she would quit work, guy, he would have to pay her car payment. He would have to pay her rent. He'd have to buy her groceries. He'd have to send him kids to school. So you're talking about $350 a month.
Oh, man,
that he would have to pay before Clyde got anything.
And then he wouldn't stand around and just take the jobs that he chose.
That's right. He couldn't do that. He'd have to take them as they come in, take anything he could get.
Yeah. That changed his attitude a whole lot.
Yes, sir.
You never expected anything like that to come up.
No, he didn't either. It just come up overnight.
And he couldn't get it straightened out?
No. She'd done it before he got back.
Well, he was gone.
Oh, yeah, he was in Texas. He got all the way to Mexico, out in there. New Mexico, yeah, he was way out yonder. And he never did tell me why he came back. But I just got a sneaking hunch that he was a little bit dubious of his luck.
Out there?
Out there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He didn't feel like the luck was with him right now.
So he decided, the way he talked, he just decided, well, I'll go back, I'll drop what I spent, I'll go back, and when my luck changes, I'll hit it again.
Yeah. Well, now, with somebody in the station, he can take off about whenever he wants to.
Right. He can go when he gets ready. Because money's no problem.
Yeah.
When he bought that last trailer that he got, he paid the man difference in $100 bills.
Is that right?
Like that. $100 bills. He laid them down. Give his little trailer he had in $2,900. $2,900 bills.
How much was his little trailer worth?
About six.
Oh, was that all?
It'd have done depreciated down.
Yes.
See, it was a 67 model.
Yes.
And he'd pulled it three trips to California and back.
Yeah. Oh, I see. For that long haul, it was quite up to it.
That's right.
Well, now that's what I need. Something that's not up to the long haul. But this other man was going to keep moving it.
Yeah. And Clyde got a $5,500 trailer. And he got about $3,500 in it.
Just by reading the newspaper.
Reading the newspaper. And having the money when the man needed it.
Well, this won't press you.
No.
You don't have to worry with it anymore. Man, take it over and you don't even have to go around there if you don't want to.
No, I don't. No, not if I don't want to. Tried to get out since you, break out since you got him?
No, sir. He apparently has never broken out. And he hasn't pushed through the fences. No. But I haven't tempted him. And I don't even bring the cows up to the lean with him in that lot. You know, that old fence.
Yeah.
Is old rusty. Break. I put him up in the corral.
You put him in the corral, then bring the cows.
Then bring them up. That's what I was in hopes I wouldn't have to do this time. I hoped I could get around to that artificial, but I didn't even get close to that.
Well, I tried and I kept trying, but it seemed like when they was working, I was so tied up I couldn't get away.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Because after you get started out here, it saved me time.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Just handling this animal, you see. And then you got him the year round.
Oh, yeah. Did you buy him from somebody local here?
Oh, no. I've never been able to get anything local. Never. I got Bill Sneed. It's one of his herd bulls that he didn't want.
Yeah.
He used them a couple of years. And decided he tried another one. That's the way I got the other one, Pappy. And I just went up there one day and getting time. And I thought, you know, he doesn't sell those bulls like he used to, commercial bulls. He used to just sell them one at a time, half done at a time, somebody go up there. Well, this year he had that sale back in November. Sold them all.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, sir, I'll have to just borrow one of his high-priced bulls, looks like. But he had this bull and two young ones, and both of them, the young ones, were just beautiful. Just beautiful. And I don't know, I happen to have them. I think there were a couple that he was thought he'd tried himself. He had bred some animals, some of his cows with them. So they are never quite down to zero. Always a better animal than the other one. You see, he's long-legged and that heavy frame.
Yeah.
And he's sick.
Yeah. Always he's sick, always.
Yeah.
Up and down.
Yeah, that's right. And he's in pasture condition. He's not, you know, showbone now. And he didn't raise him, I forget what he said he got him. But they go and they sailed all the time, you see.
Well, did Pappy bring enough to about break you even when you bought this one?
Pappy bought almost $400 and I gave $750 for this. Well, about $375 counting off the, you know, the expenses.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd pay that much money. They paid a quarter of a pound, and he weighed 1,500 pounds.
Well, this now here's heavier than Pappy, I believe.
I believe he is bigger bone.
Mm-hmm.
This bull is young and feisty. He ought to make a pretty good bull.
Well, Pappy was getting up in years too, wasn't he? How old was
Pappy's he? Age wasn't cutting it. He was about 8 years old. They got some pictures in there. She just can't resist. The only thing you see with this little batch of cows, now, I just sort of had it in the back of my mind, too, I could work it out with Dodd over here. They bought that little bull. But you see what they did? You haven't been over there. You ought to go by there just on some excuse and see what happened to those beautiful animals they had last year. They look like they're right out of show range. You ought to you don't even have to go to the house, but just go up the house and, you know, on some excuse. It's not much out of your way. They had, they bought 25 of those heifers. And they look now kind of like woods cows.
Two.
It's simple. And they bought a little bull, beautiful little bull. He wasn't service age quite, and they were going to grow him out. The last thing in the world, you see, that they do the way they grow out animals. So now that little bull, they can't even use it. And I thought, well, I have so little use of bull, maybe I could rig up some system. I could just get me a little trailer and go over there every day or two and borrow him, you see, pay him for it. And that's all I actually need. Every 2 days.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I could just run over there and get him and keep him a couple hours and half a day, take him back.
Every 2 days for 30 days, and that's all you need.
That's just about it. That's right. And that's what happened to that.
Hmm.
Now, so, let's see, a little flock out here. I could just let the fence down some of these ridges on the floor, you see. Well, now, Frank held it open for you. Frank held it down for you this week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. But I've got to get him back in school, see.
Yeah.
Sure.
I can't keep him out of school no longer.
No.
He's got a job.
Yeah, he was working from keeping the station open from 8 till 4:30. Then working from 4:30 till 9 o'clock on his job.
Goodness. Is that right?
Yeah.
He put in a day.
He was putting in a day.
But not you, it keeps that same job.
Yeah. I traded this Corvair off. Mm-hmm. He wrecked it. He tore it up.
Why, Cookie?
You mean that
little one?
That frame pushed the door in?
Oh, he ran over another stump and knocked the hole in the floor of that big round.
Well, that's just recent.
Yeah. I traded it off the next day. Traded it for two.
Yeah.
Traded for two?
Two cars, yeah.
He just got too much energy. Much
bigger. Well, he did have. But he's come back down to my style now.
Oh.
He was experimenting on his last one that I got him and burnt the generator up on. Call me, Daddy. My generator's burned up. I said, what was he doing? He said, I was hooking another one onto it. I said, yeah, I knew it. I said, that's just tough. I haven't got the money to go buy a generator tonight. And it was at 10 o'clock. Okay. Next morning, he rolls up in the yard with his sewer line. He got him a generator himself. And he paid for it himself.
Yeah.
He wanted brakes. He had good brakes, but they wasn't good enough, he didn't think. He bought the brake lining and he put them on. He had good tires on, but they wasn't good enough. He bought the tires and he put them on.
Is that right?
That's right.
Now that wasn't a Corvair.
No. That was just a 60 model Chevrolet that I just traded for. Now he done that Thursday and Friday.
Oh. Yeah.
He come home this morning like a gentleman. He sure did. He drove up in the yard real easy.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Well, if he could just ride horses and get rid of some of that extra energy.
Well, I just had to draw the line. I couldn't go no further. I had to draw the line.
Well, what was the matter? The Corvair, just too light a car?
It was too light in the front end for the speed he drove it.
Yes.
And it'd run. Oh, my goodness, and things fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took one flight too many, though, because he come down on a stump.
Well, where did he hit a stump?
He won't tell me. I don't know where he's at. But I believe he was over here at Miss Graham's in McNulty.
Oh.
Miss Graham's granddaughter. What's her name? Kathy Graham.
Yeah.
Now, he's been down there two or three times to see her. And when I leave here this evening, he took Miss Trattner to the nursing home. Had to have her there. He's going to have her there at 2:30. Then he's going to pick her up at 6 o'clock at the nursing home. I asked him, I said, Frank, what are you going to do between 2:30 and 6 o'clock? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to drive by Miss Graham's. It ain't just a little bit out of the way.
Yeah. No, it's not much out of the way.
I'm going to see if I see that blue Chevrolet sitting there. Heck, the girl's only 13 years old. Not as old as Harriet Ann.
Just out on the highway?
No, no. He was in the dump when he done that. He took a load of garbage to the dump.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he threw mud all over that truck. Then back tires. And he busted transmission and transmission housing on the motor. I mean busted it out.
That's uncommon, isn't it?
That's the first one I ever saw bust.
Did you do that at that age?
No, sir. No, sir. I bought my first one. I paid for it out of my pocket.
And you never did bust up stuff?
I never did. No, sir. I never did tear up a transmission.
Well, what did you take it out on? The horses or...
Well, I tell you what, you plow them horses all day,
yeah.
And you appreciate something to ride in at night rather than to walk.
You don't know, it had to be taught you that your daddy didn't have to caution you about it.
No, sir. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the difference from them days and nowadays.
Well, you know, getting two of your children out on their own, Cookie, didn't exactly bring you much relief, did it?
No, it put more on me.
And that's the price.
Faye, just saying, you hadn't been over here in weeks or a month or so, and when you did come, you wasn't able to sit down or something.
That's right. I have to take care of the grocery store now. They can't get off to take it to the grocery store. I got to keep their cars going. Laura?
Laura run out of gas.
Yeah?
For that big tank.
That was her fault, though.
Zips by there, Cookie said, watch her. And she came into that traffic right there in front of the station. Oh, she zipped right into it.
Yes, sir.
She didn't realize how much power that thing had, did she?
No. Well, that thing will jump out from under you. Her car will. Her car's got a lot more power than mine.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's got too much. But hers got more than mine.
Do you still have to hang around at night?
Once in a while. I don't, I'm not there every night, but they never know what night I will be there.
Well, now, how do you arrange that? Do you just go out the door and wait for them?
No, I park off and watch her car.
I see.
She never knows when I'm going to be there.
She doesn't know either?
No.
And she doesn't know when you're following her?
No.
better that way.
Well, that's a little bit late at night, Cookie, considering your schedule of the morning.
I couldn't go to sleep if I was at home. For worrying about her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I might lay down, but I couldn't go to sleep.
Now, down there at the station, you had to roll out before dark, before daylight, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, now, is this going to be a little relief?
Yeah.
Of the morning?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to leave home for 7:30 every morning, and I'll be home at 5 o'clock. I can be down here by 10 to 5.
Yeah.
You'll have to keep an eye on the station?
Yeah.
Oh, once in a while I'll run by there.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to hang around too much.
Well, Cookie, tell me, on your horse trading up there, you didn't run across anything you wanted to keep up in Georgia?
Yes, sir. But I couldn't afford to keep them.
Oh?
Couldn't afford to keep them. They was bringing too much money.
Oh.
I had a fine quarter horse mare. I mean, she was a nice one. About Molly's size. And looks a lot like Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And I had $100 bill in her. I took her up there and got $175.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep her. That was too much profit. Better got my income tax paid.
Yeah.
Why, you have?
I've got my income tax paid.
Now them trips to Georgia helped you on that?
Yes, sir. I've got my income tax paid. Now I've got to make my house payment. And we just about got it. The 22nd of this month I'll have to pay.
That's a relief to have that income tax money. You didn't have a choice.
Had no other choice.
Well, now, you got some of the horses here and took them up there.
Yeah. That's what I bought. I bought that good quarter mare right here. Took her up there.
Yeah. How'd you find her?
Well, one of Laura's schoolmates run into me up in town one day. He said, Mr. Cook, do you know where I can sell my horse? I said, well, Gail, what do you want for it? And he told me. He said, I've been asking $200. He said, then I come down to $150. And he said, she's an aggravation. I ain't got no use for her, and I can't keep her. I'll take $100. I said, I'll look at her in the morning. That was on Friday. I looked at her on Saturday. I bought her. I gave him his $100. I went and got her Sunday, took her home, and took her to Georgia on Tuesday and got $175.
Well, there's always spare horses around that you can pick up if you need to need them.
Yeah.
Trade.
Yeah, I can go up there and pick up horses like Hubie. I can pick them up for $35-$40 a piece.
Well, not exactly like
Hubie.
I know.
Around his age.
Yeah.
For kids.
Sure.
$35, $40 piece.
Yeah. So many of them, they all get the horses and then they outgrow them. And they just let them stand around.
No, they get tired of it.
Is that right?
They get tired of it.
Mm-hmm. A little more to them than they think. That regular feeding.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, if they'd just keep moving like you do, that'd be the best thing in the world. As soon as they get tired of it, just go ahead and move them.
I'm going to move three out. I hate to sell little man. I know I'll hear from Laura. I may not get selling. But now them other two better go. They belong to me. They're mine.
They sort of like them?
Yeah, they like them, but they won't take care of them. They won't ride them.
Yeah.
Oh.
They'd rather come down here and ride Rowdy and Babe.
Yeah.
Rowdy and Babe is new to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do better by getting mares than I can gildings. I don't know why. I just can't hardly sell a gilding at all.
Is that right?
They just don't bring me out. But I can take a mare and put her on the market and she'll bring me out every time. I ain't yet ain't lost money on a mare. But I broke even on a couple gildings.
Break even.
The luck is break even. Mm-hmm. I believe I can trade that little bay gilding I got for a quarter horse mare. I'll have to give the man $25. But the mare will bring me $175.
Now, you can do better at that big market in Georgia than you can around here.
Yeah.
Around here, it's harder to get your money.
They just ain't got the money.
And you, what do you do? Sell them to dealers up there?
Yeah. Yeah,
they
put them right
up
through the ring and auction them out.
And they come up there to buy horses themselves.
Right.
To hand them to resale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still don't see why Nick doesn't, when he has a little time, he don't get in with you all on a trip like that, just knock around the countryside. He don't do anything. I don't see that he does anything. Now, he talks about going out with Jimmy and some of those people up there. I don't know how much he does it. But I don't know. I somehow think it's right limited.
Well, I tell you what,
and learn something.
The first time that I'm free, that is the first time, next horse sale I go to, that you're free, I want you to go with me. I want you to go with me.
I bet my judgment would be. Wrong every time.
But I do. I just want you to go with me.
I wish you would.
Well, you see, Cookie, horses different cows. Cows bad enough. But horses, you got to know what's there. You got to go regularly. You got to see them, ride them out a little bit. And then you got to know all them signs of being drugged and all that sort of thing. And you got to know those little tricks they have when they ride them out. You got to have so much judgment, experience for horses. Now, if I had a horse out here and kept it weak and just fed it, you know, ordinarily and watched it at my leisure, I could tell a little bit. But up there, you're under pressure all the time.
Yes, it is. It's pressure. That day that I bought them four and resold them, that was a hard day on me. It was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now you looked around right smart.
Yeah.
Well, now how do you go about? How do you go about working one of those sales?
I just look the stock over. I even get there before the sale starts. I look the stock over. Just walk around, look it over. Watch them show their horses. And if I see something in there that is promising, if it sells first, I'll get on it. Because if it looks promising to me, it looks promising to this next man. I'll buy that horse. Then I'll run back through about the middle of the sale. This next man over here that looked at it, he wants that horse. He's going to pay more for it than I did. Because he knows I ain't going to let it go for no less.
And he knows you're running it back through?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see, a lot of people don't get there at the beginning of the sale. A lot of people don't get that at the beginning of the sale. Well, you can buy some of the first few that sold, then run them back through the middle of the sale. Those people that were late coming in ain't saw that horse sell, and you can get your money back and then some. Because if you can give that auctioneer the sign, he knows how much money you got in it. Now he'll start about that money. Say, for instance, if I bought one that had $100 in it, I gave him a quick sign of $100 bill, and he'd start that horse at $100 bill. But I gave him a quick sign of $50 or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You can watch him. And they'll give him a sign like that, that's a $100 bill.
Oh, what? Good.
Just like that. That's a round figure, see?
Yeah.
They give him like that, that's a half.
Half.
Just like that.
Uh-huh.
They can see you.
And they know what you mean, too. They know exactly what you mean.
I have wanted you to get clear and enough that you could take some of these animals up there on the market and see them through. And I believe you could make more cattle than you could with horses.
I could. I can.
Because you can keep them, and you got no expense.
But I don't have the money, see, to tie it up in them and hold it. See, when I buy a horse, these horses I bought, I turn them loose within 3 or 4 days after I bought them.
Well, you could turn the horses, you could turn the cows loose the same, but, I guess really, the cows, what a fella normally do on that would be